For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, May the 27th, 2004. First service of Memorial Weekend Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Brother Bill Smith going to come and minister and close out the service this evening. And when he says amen, next time will be 6 o'clock in the morning. Brother Bill has been ministering here at the campground for many years. I don't know, 15, something. 78. That makes it 26 years. So he's right at home here. And we appreciate him. And we go down to attend their camp meetings when they have them in March. And in Fort Worth, Texas. So if you ever get down Fort Worth, Texas, way we'll let him tell you where to come to service. And likewise, he's got, the Lord has laid on his heart an area of Mexico that he labors in, and has several churches that in Mexico that he's overseer of. And we just wish his wife was here. She keeps telling me she's going to come. And I know, I guess I'm going to have to go down and get her and bring her up myself. Anyway, Brother Bill, come and minister the word of the Lord, the word of the kingdom. Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back at Lake Hamilton. Just appreciate the goodness of the Lord. Appreciate the teaching here that God has given. And I have learned a lot since I've been here in Lake Hamilton, and we learn to practice a lot of the teaching that we have received here at Lake Hamilton. We are, we try to preach the kingdom of God, but deliverance is a part of the kingdom, and so it's very necessary, and so we're honored to be here tonight, and we're honored to have the privilege of being able to speak and to minister to you here. And so we're just grateful for what God is doing. There's never been a day like this day that we're in. And at the same time, the enemy always reports for duty. We must keep him unemployed. And so, because he's always going to be there. And, you know, we've learned so much by being here down through the years. And when children are born, my grandchildren, we break the curses off from them at their birth and dedicating them unto the Lord. And, you know, we must get started out right. You know, I had to come 30 east as northeast on my car says northeast, coming to Hot Springs. And so if I was going northwest, I would never make it here. So we have to get started right, don't we? So we praise the Lord for the greatness of God, and for Brother Glenn and Sister Irma down through the years. I tell you, I got to know that lady, how she was an executive in the earlier years. And we just had lots of great times together in different places across this United States. Brother Glenn and Sister Irma and I, we would meet in different places. And so we just praise the Lord. This is a great day that we're living in. It's a great day to open up and to be exposed unto the Lord, to let the Lord come in and reign within and through you and I today. So I'd like for you to look with me in the Word tonight. And I'd like to start off in the book of Habakkuk. Now, they call these minor prophets. No, they wasn't. They just wasn't long-winded. My wife says sometimes, she says, am I going to have to wave the calendar? Said, I know you're not looking at the watch, but said the day's going to change on you. And so we'll try not to do that tonight. But Notice what Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 says, "And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come and will not tarry." You know, the Lord is really given a word in these days. And we know, as Daniel says, well, how that the enemy is out to try to wear out the saints of the Most High God. But he can't do that. And so God is doing such a work, and there is a vision. And you know, when our brothers start talking about Mexico and talking about those second-grade buses and everything, well, we've been there. And we've been in Mexico for 33 years. And when he's talking about, you know, translating this different languages, I said, "Well, Lord, I butcher two languages. I butcher English and Spanish." But I am so grateful for what God is doing. We went into areas where there was no churches in the villages, not at all. And we were so blessed this March. Brother Mike and Sister Tommy Waters, they're going to be in here tonight. They're coming in from our church as well. And we've got people that just 2 years old, we baptized them in water 2 years ago. And how that they're laying hold upon the Word of God, and they've learned to take the Word and to defeat the purposes of the enemy, to defeat discouragement and all of these things. And as I seen them stand and minister in March of this year, I was so thrilled. It made my heart big to see those that just 2 years and old in the Lord and just standing and proclaiming truths that many we have in the States that don't do it for 10 years. And I thought, God, I thank you for what you're doing and how that you are displaying yourself within them and through them. And so we praise the Lord for that. And our problem, I feel today, is the biggest thing of our problem is mixture. And I think that God is dealing with mixture. I'd like you to go with me into the book of Genesis now, chapter 11 and verse, I'd like to look at verse 30. Genesis chapter 11, verse 30. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. You know, when I grew up, the boys were calling their parents the old lady and the old man. But I never would do that because that was my mother and that was my father's only one that I had. And it wasn't my old lady or my old man, but it was my mother and father. But notice something. The Bible teaches us about burying this old man of ours. Because that's where the enemy works through, is this old man of ours. Now notice in verse 30, "But Sarai was barren and she had no child. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son, Abram's wife, and they went forth from thence from the Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there, and the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran." Now, notice something here. God is fixing to unveil a great truth and fixing to send a man of God, a prophet, into the land, but notice he's got something that's carrying along. And here today, I feel that God is dealing with us that we're going to have to bury this old man, because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, that we've borne the image of the earthly, but we must also bear the image of the heavenly. And so my heart's cry is today is to bear the image of the heavenly, which is the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then let's notice, and the verse 12, chapter 12 now, verse 1. "And the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." Now notice, this didn't happen until He had buried the man. Now let's look in verse 2. And I will make of thee a great nation. Now, brother and sister, today, God is dealing with the mixture that's in mine and your life. And I, like I heard my brother saying up here a while ago, Brother Ron, isn't that right? And talking about who gets the credit and who gets the glory and on and on. Brother and sister, I feel with all of my heart that God is bringing us to a place that He can trust us. And I'm saying, God, it's just like the other day we were down in East Texas, and a little place near Palestine, Texas. And there was a man that they were going to pull the plug, and he was said he couldn't do nothing more for him. He was going to die. And so the granddaughter began to cry and ask him, said, just wait for a few days. And so the pastor was dragging his feet and not even coming to church sometimes on Sunday. And so they called me up crying, and I took one of the elders and we went down there, and the man was there with oxygen on him. And so Brother Tom Rogers from our church, he says, Pastor, says he looks like a dead man. And so they've been there for months and months and months. And we laid hands on this man, and had the God healed that man, gave him a miracle. And the first thing that the enemy tried to do is try to get me to take some of the credit or some of the glory. Brother and sister, the enemy will either tell you you're about the greatest thing that ever come to this earth, or you're about the sorriest thing that ever come to this earth. One way or another, he's going to get after you. And so I said, God, I take no credit, I take no glory. God, you did every bit of it, and God, bring me to the place that you can trust me. And this is what my heart's cry is. God, you bring me, because I know that God's going to make a great nation, and God's going to have a people that's going to turn the kingdoms of this world over to the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and it shall reign forever and forever. So now, separate, and I'll make of thee a great nation. All right? Now, so we're looking, let me go to Romans 6. And read this again. And let's look at it. Romans chapter 6 and verse 6 says this, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Born free. Now this is what God says, Abram, if you'll separate yourself, I'll make of you a great nation. I believe with all of my heart that that word is for you and I today. If we will separate ourselves, all the fleshly realm, the fleshly desire, and move into the plan that God's destined for us, and then we're going to see God confirm His word in the earth. Now, notice something. I will make of thee a great nation. Now, this is why I love Brother Doc and Brother Glenn. They've never done me nothing but good. I used to try to hide from Doc in the early years because I thought, here he is, a medical doctor, and I'm a peon preacher, a peanut preacher. And I'm not in the class with Brother Doc. But then God began to deal with me. And God began to say, I've called Doc, but I've called you too. And so here we are. And so now Brother Doc and I, we minister together in many parts of the country. Brother Doc ministers at our place, and we praise the Lord for that. But now I want to show you something. Moses, he went for the tail of the serpent, right? And Moses even reduced the serpent back to a rod. But brother mine and your generation, we're going for the head of the serpent. And we're going for him in this meeting. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 16 verse 20 that I'll bruise Satan under your feet shortly. And so we are going for the head. We're going for the lifeline. Hallelujah. Come on, let's preach tonight. All right. We are going for the head. Notice something. Be God's expression in the earth today. Did you hear me? Be God's expression in the earth today. Now, I want you to go with me into the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, and let's look here at the Word of the Lord. Song of Solomon, chapter 2. I think it left my Bible. Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 8. The voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh, leaping upon the mountains, skipping upon the hills. My beloved is like a young rock of roll or a young hart. Behold, he standeth behind our wall. Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians that he's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. Brother and sister, there are many of us with our natures and with our mixture, we have built a wall. And therefore, God is a gentleman and he don't beat the door down. He only moves in the areas that you vacate for him. And so he wants to rule and to reign. And notice what he said. He standeth behind our wall. He looketh forth at the windows, showing himself through the lattice or through the net. My beloved spake and said unto me, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Brother Glenn, I wake up many hours in the night. And I thought many years ago I said an eternal yes unto God. But I still hear the wooing of the Spirit, arise up, my son, and come away. Come away from every entanglement, everything that's not of God. Because God wants to separate you unto himself that he can build a great nation out of you. Listen, we may get a little bit deep. How many knows that Adam was made a living soul? Adam was only an earth model made out of the earth. But brother and sister, you and I have been born of the Spirit of God. And God wants to make a true image out of you and I that we will reflect God in this earth. We've been called out. We've been called out from among the stuff that we can reveal God in this earth. Now, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. Now, for lo, the winter is past. The rain is over and gone. How many know we're entering into a new day in God? It's time that we show forth the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We've been chosen from failures into the presence of the eternal God. Hallelujah. I'm not telling you that I don't still have failures, but I don't have as many as I used to have. I'm not completed yet, but I'm working on it. Now let's notice. Flowers appeareth on the earth at the time of the singing of the birds is come. And lo, the voice of the turtle is heard in our land. The fig tree putteth forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Arise, my love, my fair one, and come away. Oh, the Spirit of God is drawing us. And drawing us and drawing us from everything that's holding you and I back in God. How many knows that we have been chosen in Him before the foundation of the world? How many knows that it's time that we come out of all of the mixture that we have that we've carried over? I can tell you tonight that Rachel was the very type of the church of God. But on the other hand, what happened to Rachel? Sure, she was the wife, and she was the type of the church. But what did she do? She went down in her father's house, and she carried some of the idols, the carryover. And brother and sister, that's the problem with you and I today. It's the carryover that we carried from that old nature, that old man that we were. Amen, Pastor, that's good preaching. See, I've been preaching long enough, I can say my own now. Hallelujah. But listen, I know what I'm dealing with today.
And I know the Spirit of God is saying to every one of us to arise and come away from every entanglement, everything that's holding us back, everything that's keeping you and I from the manifestation of the glory of the God of heaven. Hallelujah. Then notice what he says. Arise the second time and come away. Now, O my dove, thou art in the cleft of the rock, the secret place of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. Now, brother and sister, how many of us today that we want to come away from everything that's holding us back? Now, go with me into Hebrews chapter 10, verse 9. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 9. Then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Now, notice something. Did you know that our God walked right out of the pages of this Bible? Man just got out of the veterans hospital a week ago, and we was over to the church working. Had a catheter on him, and he motioned for me to come over to where he was at. Went over and he said, Say, I understand that you are a walking Bible. I said, Well, that ain't true. I understand that you know the Word. I said, Well, I know a little bit about it. He said, When was redemption made? I said, Are you talking about all those old patriarchs? Their sins were only covered year by year. They had credit vouchers that was only good by year. I said, Brother, I know what you're going for now. I said, When Jesus ascended on high and applied the blood to the mercy seat, and then redemption was made for mankind. And I said, Now you can walk where you want to walk in God. Because redemption was made. And you know, Lo, I come, volume of thy book, to do thy will, O God. Now, I want you to go back with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And let's look here at the word of the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And let's see what the Bible says. Chapter 3 and verse 2. Ye are our epistles, written in our hearts, and known and read of all men. Now, did you know that God is not coming back to rewrite this Bible? If you and I add or take anything away from it, we got big problems. The book tells us so. But, brother and sister, he's no longer writing it on ink and paper. But now let's notice, ye are epistles written in your heart, known and read of all men, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. Now, our neighbors that don't know God, we're the only Bible they ever read. And brother and sister today, he's not coming back to write 10 commandments. He's not coming back to write an ordinance again. He's writing it today in the table of mine and your heart. And it's only that is surrendered and dedicated to God that he's going to do. We got too much mixture, folks. I said, How do you know? I've been there and done that. It's just like people call us and says, Oh, Pastor, are you going to be there this weekend? And I said, Oh, yes, I'll be there. They said, We want to come and be a part of your church. I said, We'll be waiting. They said, We'll be there Sunday. But you know what? They didn't tell me which Sunday it was, so they didn't show up. See, we get all kinds of things. Brother and sister, I'm telling you, we're coming to a place in God that you're not going to be able to drive them from the house of God. I'm telling you, the Bible said in the last days, He's going to raise up pastors out of the heart of God, and the people are going to flow into the church that's going to teach them knowledge and understanding. So all I got to do is get into this book and let the book get in me and become the Word. Become the Word in this earth. Now, let's notice. Let's go to John, St. John, chapter 1. Oh, I thank God for His precious Word. I want to begin at chapter 1, verse 13. Let's look at this. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Come on. What do we have in the church today? Brother and sister, we're talking about being born of God. I'm talking about all of the mixture being removed. I'm talking about burying that old man. All right? Said, now, which is born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. All right? Now, I want you to look with me in verse 23. And let's look at this. In verse 23, and the Bible says, He said, I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Now, how many knows I don't want to do bad? We have a people, they're preaching that they're all going to fly away. Then, we got another people said there ain't nothing else for you to do. It's already completed. 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday night, I stood in their face and I said, please tell me when the church comes up out of the wilderness, leaning up on the beloved of God, full of God's glory, without a spot or a wrinkle or a blemish. They said, it ain't happened. I said, you're preaching it. Brother, they go from one extreme to another extreme. God help us to get in the middle of the road and walk this thing out. Hallelujah. God in shoe leather. Come on. God help us. Now, he said, I'm just a voice crying out in the wilderness. Now, are we crying out in this wilderness? Did not the Song of Solomon said she's coming out? She's got all the powders and the frankincense of the myrrh, the fragrance of God, leaning upon the beloved. Now, coming up out of that wilderness. Are we coming up out of there today? I believe that we are. All right. So, God, what? Brings you to it? I heard people say, oh, but I'm having such a hard time. You listen to me tonight. If God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. Did you hear me? I said, if God brings you to it, He'll bring you through it. Because our God is not just a double giver. Our God will do what He said He'd do. He will perform His Word. Now, let's go a little further. I want to pick up verse 32. I don't know how I got over in that book of Luke there, but here we are. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon Him. How many saw something there? Read the book. The Bible said, and the Spirit of God moved upon them at times. Is that right? And God showed Himself there. But now, here comes a place that the Spirit of God has come upon Jesus, and the Bible said it abode there. It didn't come to leave. Brother and sister, I want you to know God wants you to walk under an open heaven that the Spirit of God to live in you. It's not something we put on and take off. It's our lifestyle that we live. Now, and what did it say now? And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon Him. Now I'd like to take you into the book of Genesis. Remember what Noah did first? Noah turns out a raven. Is that right? Well, did you know that God fed Elijah with a dirty bird? God feeds His church sometime with a dirty bird. Come on! So, Noah turns out a raven. He don't care where he lands, and so he just goes and he don't return, does he? Then the next thing, God turned out a dove. which was the type of the Spirit. In Luke chapter 3, verse 23, the Bible said when Jesus was baptized, the Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove. So now Noah turns out a dove. Goes out there for 7 days, comes back. He didn't stay out there because he wouldn't land. The Spirit wasn't going to land on a sin-stricken universe. So therefore, he comes back and Noah puts him back into the ark. And then in 7 days, he turns him out again. He comes back and he's got a little olive twig in his mouth. So Noah knows that there's life that's coming on. So he comes back in and 7 days, he turned him out again. And the Bible said he never returned because he found a lodging place. Brother and sister, today the Spirit of God is looking for a lodging place. Hallelujah to God. And that lodging place must be you and I. Huh? Is this okay? I want to get all of the mixture out. And you know what? I want to say, God, how come that you bring miracles through our hands and then sometimes we can't get a healing? You ever been there before? Huh? I said, God, I don't understand everything. And you know, I don't guess I will. But the thing of it is, but remember this. I want to tell you something. I learned a lesson. You know, Paul said first the natural, then the spirit. My little niece, who is a precious, precious, she still is a precious girl, lives in Oklahoma. And so when her and her husband got married, she couldn't have no children for a while. Quite a while. A long time. So they had a farm. They had a lot of cattle, pigs and everything. So she gets a rump pig. She'd bring it over to my house and that pig smelled good. But it had the perfume, it had the powder, and it was all decked out. Maybe it's coming to see its uncle. It was all decked out. And you know what? She kept it in the house and she had a bed for it and everything. But you know what happened? She got pregnant and she turned the pig out. With its powder and perfume and everything, it went right to the wallowing hole. What was the matter? The pig was not taken out of the pig. Brother and sister, today, this is what's happened with the body of Christ. Because we are to be the full of God's glory. We are to be the expression of God. But still, all the time, we're having to be dug out. Now, don't you get in a hole and stay there. You get somebody to help you get out of there. You get somebody to get you out of there. You get somebody to lay hands on you. You know, with what Brother Glenn and what Brother Doc said, we've had too many backyard prophecies that's brought havoc to people. Come on. We said they prophesy over the fence. And first of all, they're only supposed to prophesy in edification, comfort, and exhortation. Now, that's the book. Now, and then when it comes to directional prophecy, it takes at least two of the hand ministry. The Bible says prophets. And one's going to prophesy, and the other's going to judge. That's divine order. God's not going to honor no other order. Just like we had a lady came to us, wasn't from our church, and she says, I understand that y'all teach divine order. I said, we're trying. She said, I got a prophecy, and I went and done what that prophecy said, and now I don't have a home, and I don't have anything, because the prophet said to me, sell it and go over here to another city. I said, where did you get that? She said, well, they prophesied it over the telephone to me. I said, if you'd been to our church, we would have told you that was garbage straight out. You see, we want to stop the pitfall. We want to dig you out before you ever get buried. We want to see God manifesting Himself. So now, what happened to the dove? It never came back. It found a place. I want to be this living epistle that the Word of God can be placed in here. If you please, that the Word of God can become flesh again. He walked out of those pages. Brother and sister, God wants to raise up a church today that's full of God's glory. Now let me tell you something. Do you have a problem with a lot of this religious system that's going around? Everybody, listen to me closely. Everybody that's in the body of Christ is not the bride. Only that when God took that rib out of Adam, that was Adam's body. Is that right? That was a bone, wasn't it? But guess what? Brother Glenn, when God brought it back to Adam, it was his bride. And the Bible said Eve was the mother of all living. Now, brother and sister, today I am here to tell you that God is bringing His bride that's going to produce a son that's going to rule the nation with a rod of iron. Not everything out there. God's going to take care of that. But brother and sister, sometimes we get kind of upset, don't we, over this religious system. But brother, God's bringing His church out of Babylon. He's bringing her out. And she's coming out of there leaning upon the blood. Now, so what God? What's God doing? He's getting the pig out of the pig. Come on. This is where we're at. All right. So, now, let's notice as we go on a little further. How many knows we must get it right? The great craving of the heart of God is just to get abode with man. All right. God is getting His... I never will forget when I was 19 years old. You said, man, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? Speak for yourself. I'm being renewed day by day. Would you get upset at me if I said that there's a people that's going to be preserved by the Spirit of God? He said, it ain't going to happen. What about the two men, Caleb and Joshua, that walked and had another spirit? They wasn't like the rest of them, were they? They walked with God and He had another spirit. What did they do? They stopped the aging process and they stopped time. Read the book. Come on. So, what if I look at my little grandchildren and so they said, look over at me and they said, Wow, Bill. Then said, Wow, Granny. Wow, Hopi. And so, my daughter called me and she said, Daddy, what's she talking about? I said, we've been teasing her a little bit. And I said, I dedicated that little thing and broke the curses off from it. Broke the ties from the father, the mother, and from all hereditary. And I said, God, I want to go in with that one. I want to go through with that one. You said, it'll never happen. Well, it's just like I told him, and he said, well, you ain't gonna never walk into it. I said, the Bible said I could dream dreams and have visions. You let me dream on. Let me dream on. Brother and sister, there is a people that's gonna walk into it. Come on, that's the book. They shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed and walk in. The enchristed ones shall walk in. So now, let's look a little further. When I was 19 years old, I was a big supervisor. Williamson Dickey making blue jeans. And so one day, head office called me. Said, Bill, of course my name was Billy back then. Said, we want you to be a part of our management team. And we want you to go down right by the border at Eagle Pass and help open up a new factory. And said, we think that you're qualified to be a part of our management team. Brother, the other day, and I thank God for cruise control. Get in them cars and we make an altar out of that seat while we're driving. I washed my eyes with tears. God spoke to me and He said, son, I want to train you to be part of my management team in this earth, hallelujah to God, that's going to pour forth my glory in this land. I said, oh God, can you trust me to be a part of your management team? This is what He's doing. God ain't playing games. No, sir. Not tickling one another's flesh. Tickling one another's ear. You know? I don't know why God didn't make me big. I guess He just made me mean. I never will forget one time. It's just young Christian. It was a prophecy came. And I felt like then, because I'd had a pastor for 3 years, I felt like that he ought to have dealt with that prophecy. Because when I went to the restroom, here he comes in there where I'm at, and that's when he knocks on the door. He said, did you like that prophecy? I said, it'd been all right if it'd been from God. Come on, folks. We ain't playing games. We're not tickling ears. We're not playing with lives. We are dealing with lives today. And we want to see overcomers that's going to put everything underfoot. Oh, hallelujah. Now, management team. So what is it? God is after a ruling man. We was in there at the kitchen today. Me and the brothers is working there, and we were talking. And used to, I didn't quite understand. When God said He was going raised up with people that was going to rule the nations as a rod of iron. Did your Bible say that? It's there, isn't it? So, I said, but God, sometime I even have a time, a problem, even being boss in my own house. Hello, men. All of a sudden, God spoke to me as I said, I'm driving down that road to that cruise control set in the realm of the Spirit. And God said, son, I'm looking for a man that I can rule through. I'm looking for one that I can rule through, that I can speak forth through, that will proclaim my truth in this earth. I want to tell you something. So many times, we excuse ourselves. Did you know you have choices? You can have a well, or you can have a water pot. Didn't the lady have a water pot? And she came, and she met Jesus. You can have a well, you can have a water pot, or you can have a river. You believe upon me as the Scripture has said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So one did, the woman that had the pitchers in that very meeting, they became obsolete. The Bible says she left her water pot and said, come and see a man that's told me everything. Brother, I want you to know, I know I just said draw you water out of the wells of salvation. But brother and sister, there comes a time that you go from that experience until that river is flowing within you and through you. And the Bible said in Ezekiel 47, said everywhere that river flows, it brings life. And the Bible said it flows out to the desert. And you look at it and it says it's flowing out to the death realm. Brother and sister, it's time that we rise up and receive what God is doing today. Now, remember again, if God brought you to it, He'll take you through it. All right? A well, pot, or river. Now, how many is satisfied with where you're at? Nobody's raised a hand. I'm not satisfied with my walk with God. And I've been trying for a long time. I've been pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I know that there's Christ in me, the hope of glory. But you see, there's another step farther than that. That our life is hid with Christ and in God. Let's go to the third chapter of Colossians. Brother, this is where that we're at today. How many are happy with where you're at? I want to see God manifested in these bodies, but He's not going to do it if we live in a mixture realm. Turn with me to Romans chapter 8, and we'll close here shortly. Romans chapter 8. And let's look at verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that who are called according to His purpose. When I first began to hear that, I said, well, you know, I don't care what we suffer and what we go through. I said, you know, God's still just going to, He'll see us through it. But brother and sisters, the next verse is the answer. Verse 29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn. Anybody tell me the rest of it? You mean He's saying there's going to be some more just like Him that's going to be born? Born of God? That He would be the firstborn among many brethren. Now, brother, don't you think it's about time that we arise from where we're at into what God is doing? I'm tired of failures. I'm tired of incompleteness. It's just like we had some of these real super spirituals, and they said, "But Bill, don't build no church over there in the house where the in the town where the witches is." I said, "You mean to tell me you're going to run from a little witch?" I said, Elijah run from a witch, and he got in trouble. He wound up under a juniper tree. Are you going to let a little witch?" So then they got out there. They just walked back and forth. "We got to get all the spirits off in this land." I went out there and I said, "You hold your peace. You are not going to interfere with building this church, and you're not going to interfere with what we're doing." But a month after we got the church built, was in there, I was ministering. We were dedicated to the Lord. And a lady falls out of the pew and hit the floor in convulsions. I said, "Devil, I refuse to even recognize you. Right now we're taking dominion over you. We dedicate this to God, and it's going to bear the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will have the gospel here." We had no more sins. Come on, folks. We have to take our place in God. But I won't have. But you know what? Brother Doc, in my house, called me over there one day. And he says, "Brother Bill," he said, "one of our dining chairs over there." He says, "Brother Bill, I want you to sit here." He said, "I want to pray for you." I said, "Brother Doc, I appreciate that." And I tell you, Brother Doc stood there that day. He said, "I take power over all the witches and the witch doctors and everyone that sent spirits after you." Right then and there, Brother Doc did in my home. Brother and sister, there's no use in playing around with the enemy. Brother, we've got to put him under the foot, and you and I are going for the head. Not the tail. We're going for the head. And so how are we going to... How many times did David have to deal with Goliath? Remember, he was almost 10 foot tall. That's a pretty good size problem. How many times did David have to deal with it? One time. What did he do? Sure, he took that sling and the Holy Ghost. Because, you see, it was 5 smooth stones. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, till we all come into the unity of the faith of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, into the stature of the fullness of Christ. There will be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with wind of doctrine, sliding men, cutting crowns, whereby they lie in wait to see, but speaking the truth in love, that will grow up in the head. One stone was guided by the Spirit. Down he went. And guess what? David reached over and took that sword. There's none like it in the land, like a weaver's beam. And guess what? He was a conqueror when he put him down. But when he took the head off, he was more than a conqueror. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 starts out, says, "And they and all these things were more than conquerors." Come on. How many times do we want to walk beneath what God's given us? Well, I'm afraid that you're getting too far out there. We had a man that used to come to our church, was a great minister. I was getting ready to go to the Carolinas. And so he kept hanging around. I thought, you know, brother, I didn't say a word. I just said, "Well, Lord, you're going to have to help me a lot. I've ganged on the road." And so pretty soon he just come out with it. He says, "Son, I need to pray for you. I'm afraid you're going to go off on the deep end." I said, "Oh, but brother, didn't you read the book? Of His kingdom, there is no end. As long as I stay in God, I'm not getting off on the deep end. But brother, when I get out of God in the flesh, I'm headed that way. But as long as I walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, have my being in the Spirit, I'll be guided by the Holy Ghost." Come on. Now, this is where God... I want to read that verse 28:9 again. "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to His image, the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren."
How many of us today wants to see God? And I'm going to close. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. The Bible says, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the water covereth the sea. Numbers chapter 14, verse 21. Moses said, as truly as I live, the glory of the Lord shall fill the earth as the water covereth the sea. Does your Bible say, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit? Come on, folks. This is where God wants to bring us. Remember where we started tonight. God said, when they buried the old man, when I bury Bill Smith, because he's lived here longer than anybody, I bury him, and then he said, separate, and I'll make of thee a great nation. Would you stand with me? Lord, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I speak unto every incurable disease tonight, Lord. I take dominion over every stroke, every disorder that's come to the body of Christ. Father, you've given us power over all the powers of the enemy. And God, we thank you this night, Lord. And we pray for everyone that's sick tonight, Lord. And everyone that needs deliverance tonight, Lord. We pray for them tonight, God, that they'll walk out of those places and walk in divine order and divine life in you, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for this service tonight. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is shared. We thank you, Lord, for the worship that prepares the ground for the seed to be planted. We thank you for that tonight, Lord. And God, that we'll be changed from this service on, that we'll not be the same no longer. That we'll move out of the realm of the earthly into the realm of the heavenly, Lord. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.